Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. This is another day that the Lord has made, another wonderful day, a gift. This day is a gift. Soon the rapture is going to happen and the tribulation period will begin and grace will be over and God is going to judge the earth for rejecting his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And the blood of all the prophets will be avenged against the world. The Lord's going to avenge his prophets who were murdered and killed, and all of his people who were destroyed by the world system. He's going to give them blood to drink. It's not going to be good. Earthquakes. It's going to be terrible. This world won't be fit to live in during that time. Now it's time for people to know that he's got to come back. And every day we have is a gift, another gift of grace. In one sense, I'm very excited that he's coming. In another sense, I'm very glad he didn't come yet. I got another gift to do his will. You know, this is high time. High times mean right. It means right now. This is an opportunity, great opportunity, to win the loss, so that they don't have to suffer the misery of hell. As you go about doing God's will, living the life of God, the enemy comes to interrupt. Remember something. Everything God gave us in the first place, hear me good, everything he gave us in the first place was easy to receive, easy to be entreated, easy to operate in. I heard Lester Sumrall say one time, and I was at a meeting when he came, and I heard him personally preaching. He said, everything God do is easy. When it gets complicated, Satan has gotten involved. And it's right. And he was a great man of God, a man I greatly respect and love. I read his books, some of his books, and they're good. Now, God loves us. He cares about us. He watches over us to protect us and bless us in every way there is. Now, everything God gave Adam, the first instructions were easy to receive, easy to understand, no interference. He said, be fruitful. Multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now, a lot of people teach for hours on how to live, how to prosper, and this is how you do it. You be fruitful, be like a fruit. Isn't that easy? Easy to understand? So I asked the Lord for more clarity. I said, Lord, what is your definition of being fruitful? He said, to prepare yourself to give profit. In other words, get an education. Learn something. Learn to serve. That doesn't mean it's got to be a formal education. You know, Ray talked about how businesses that were, you know, like Joe and Sons, the sons worked alongside their daddy and learned the business. And they were in the business. They didn't go to school per se, but they learned from their father. You can be in a situation to learn something. You can have a job where you may be sweeping the floor or whatever, and the boss see that you're a hard worker, and he lets you be an apprentice and learn from the other guys, so that you can one day do what they're doing. And they gladly teach you how to do it. You have an opportunity to learn. And I knew a guy who became a great diesel mechanic that way. He had a job sweeping, cleaning up, and he got interested in mechanic work. And he learned about diesels, and then, well, you know what, he was a wonderful diesel mechanic. And he learned how to do the same job that he saw the other guys do. And they helped him learn. In his spare time, he cleaned up the shop and then he studied the books. He said he applied himself, being fruitful. Now, If you're not going to get a skill in this life, in this world, you're going to have a hard time. You're going to have to work more than one job. You might get a job that pays well, but if you don't have any skills outside that job, you got to get another job just like it that pays the same thing, and that's not always easy to do. Being fruitful is important. It works in every way of life. I'm pointing that out just to show you how everything of God, it's easy to deal with. It's not hard. It's not complicated. But people make it complicated because they try to get blessed without God's route. The way God blesses is be fruitful and multiply. If you're fruitful and you multiply, you increase greatly. And then you replenish the earth. He told Adam to replenish the earth. You give. Be a blessing. And this is how you get wealthy. You have a salary and you're making money and you're doing well, but you help others. This is how spiritual wealth gets on your life. And you subdue your life. Don't let anything come to interrupt it. And then you live, you have dominion over the earth. Now, when we work as unto God, whatever we're doing, whether we're doing the ministry or natural work to support ourselves and our families, everything we do, we ever increase. See, if you're fruitful, fruit, it will nourish you. It's ready to be a blessing to you when you first get it. You can pick your peach and you can eat the peach. You feel better. You feel like working. You can go work. You can plant the seed and it will, over time, it will give you a tree which has many more peaches. And if you kept planting peach seeds, eventually you'll have an orchard. And you'll have more peaches. You can sell them. You can give them away. You can be a blessing to other people. It never ends because the seed is in itself. And everything you do, it does good. And it's sowing seed. And it works. Everything of God is easy to understand. Now, I met a lot of people endeavoring to do God's will. Sometimes people they receive salvation, but then they try to work for it. And that's not right. Doing good works is what we should do because we've been enabled to do them, but not for salvation. The only reason we're righteous is because of what Jesus did for us. Our faith must remain in Him. It's not our good works. It's not what we've done. It's not how we bless others. None of those things made us righteous. But the blood of Jesus made us righteous. And when people forget why they're righteous, they do weird things. They stop looking at the Lord. Now, I'm saying this because the easy way to do everything is to watch God. Do what He's doing. Say what He's saying. Look at Him. But when people start focusing on what they're doing for God, they change every time. When we stop observing Him, when we stop looking at Him, it's easy to get off track and become easy prey to rip off. Satan comes with his interference. The world pushes back. But if we're looking at the Lord, He will show us what the world is doing. We'll see things for what it is. Recently, the Lord had me saying this. And the last few weeks, I've been saying things like this. But the Lord, He wants us to know, looking at Him, observing His word, sticking with what He did. All the good works, whatever I do, the kindness, whatever I do, it stems from what Jesus did for me and through me. I'm a creation. He put part of himself in me, just like everybody else. We're all valuable. I'm not more valuable than another. But he who makes the best choices, they're more valuable. Because they chose to go follow through with what God has given. And it gives you an advantage in life. But our goal is not to be better than somebody, but to be, but to portray life and act and activate our lives to live and help activate others to do the same thing. Many have pulled attention to themselves. That's what Lucifer did in their actions. And they become proud. And they start loving preeminence. And they limit them. They limit what God's going to do in their life doing that. This is important. Because when you lift up Jesus, he draws others to him. When you lift up you, that's just like static. It's interference. And you're not as foundational as you were when you did what you did out of love. A lot of people I've seen people that's anointed, actually, they act like they rude. They preach God's word, but they just rude in their mannerisms. And that's no way to be. A haughty spirit will fall every time. The only reason we're righteous is the blood of Jesus. He made us righteous. And if we pay attention to the Holy Spirit and his guidance, then we can't be defeated. We will be in the know of what to do. We will understand how to carry ourselves, what to watch out for. I don't know how many times the Lord told me about things, plots that Satan had against me. And sometimes he'd tell me what the enemy was planning. And I shut it down. Why? Because I was paying attention. The fourth thing was to subdue. I have to keep my life subdued. Now the way we subdue our lives, first we have to be subject to God. And then we have to resist the enemy, Satan, and he'll flee from us. That's how we do it. We subdue our lives by looking to the Lord. Making ourselves subject to him, his will, his purpose. We subdue our lives by looking to him and enforcing his will in our lives, protecting his will in our lives. See, God's will is the word of God. God's will is his word. It's his will for us to have full victory. A healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy spirit. And we start with the heart. He gave us a new one. We got a new spirit. Brand new. And it wants to serve God. And in order to be patient with us, Jesus is our high priest, so that when our mind trickles and we get in trouble and sin against God, then Jesus pleads our case so the Father will have mercy on us and help us out of this, out of the misery we're in. And then we need to get strong. So and as we live, go about our daily routine, just living the life of God, we are actually ministering to other people. We're putting sin in check just by being righteous, not by preaching, just by doing what's right, not stealing, not hurting anybody, going to having standards that we live by, being kind to people, operating from the heart of love. Our righteousness is active. We're acting upon our new lives that we've been given. And it points people straight to Jesus. Now they knew you. I knew people before they got saved and afterwards. And afterwards I saw a great big difference in the way that they carried themselves, and the way that they behaved themselves, and the way that they worked, the way that they honored their bosses and their parents. Everything changed. If you want to win souls, do what you're supposed to do. I even seen children get in trouble because they put their parents in check. They do what's right. And their parents, they see the light, they're being honored by their children who serve God. They're in check. They don't want to be seen sinning, doing things that's wrong, saying things that's wrong. And they don't want their children to do wrong. You know, in our church, people, they have a van ministry. They get the children. The children come to church and get saved, and then the parents start coming. See, the light of God wakes folks up. It wakes folks up out of this nasty slumber of the world system. And the pushback you feel from the world, the resistance you feel, that's just the enemy trying to get a foothold. Another stronghold started. Now, this is how you defeat that. You always hear me commanding Satan. The reason I do that, the Lord taught me, he gave us the example. You kill a snake, you kill him at the head. Don't start at his tail, start at his head. That's how you kill a serpent. Satan is a serpent. His kingdom is a serpent, a dragon. And you kill him by the head. By the head. I don't bother with what demons are after me or aggravating me. I say, Satan, stop it. That shuts the whole operation down. That's how you fight him. Now, Satan have probably never been in my presence before. But demons do. He dispatched demons and assigned demons to aggravate my life, to hinder my life. But when I want to shut it down, I tell Satan to stop. And it always works. I just say, Satan, stop it. In Jesus' name. And he has no choice in the matter. Because my life is subject to God. I'm living by the righteousness of God, not the righteousness of Thurston. And I'm subject to God. And I shut him down. And he obeys me. All of his demons are halted. Because from the moment I said stop it, they all obey. Whatever he sent to harass my life, and whatever demon is activated in the life of somebody else, it all stops cold turkey. All at once. Cold turkey means all at once. It all stops. I've seen people shooting at each other. And I say, Satan, you can't kill anybody. You can't hurt anybody. Now, Satan was not out there. That was a demon. Demons that he dispatched. But I cut it off at the head source. And all of the operations were stopped. Nobody could die. Nobody ever died when I did that. And this was over a period of years when I lived right in front of a crack house in Kingston Woodlawn area of Birmingham. So we have to understand that our authority runs deep. It's greater than what we may think. But you cut off every serpent from the head, Satan on down. Now the Lord made the serpent because it gives us a visual. I told you, everything God do is easy to be understood. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.